Everyone out there and have a nice weekend land, aka Hamilton, otherwise known as Ontario in Canada, in the North America, on the planet Earth, in the Milky Way universe. You're out there or you're right here. Good morning, how are you? You warm this morning? I know I always ask because it's, you know, a little bit wintry out there and not everyone is feels as insulated as I do. So warm wishes. Are you still all cozy? Good for you. Right now outside it is -3, feeling a little bit like -8. This afternoon we're looking at a daytime high of 0 with feeling like -6. Evening 0 with -7. Saturday we're looking at an 80% chance of mixed precipitation in the morning and a daytime high of 1 degree, feeling like -5. Evening we have... Didn't clear the microphone into my throat is what I was going to say. Evening, we're looking at -10, feeling like -16. And then on Sunday, partly cloudy with a -8. I don't have a birthday shout out this morning, but if you are Capricorn, it's your birthday. So happy birthday, Capricorns. And I'm going to read something, your horoscope, to you. You are likely feeling romantic and sexy and anxious today. Okay, but it doesn't necessarily mean that you're not in the mood. It just means that you might be feeling creative. Yeah, yeah, you're feeling creative today, and you should look to do something creative, plan something, or work on projects. You know, that's apparently what the stars are saying, something like that. But they probably say it a lot smoother because they're good at doing that, and I'm just trying to do everything at once. Just for the purpose of entertainment, you are listening to Have a Nice Weekend here on CFMU. That's 93.3 FM on your terrestrial radio and CFMU.ca on that interweb thing. Right. I didn't say 93.3.ca. And that's something I'm going to, after the show, look into that website because maybe I'll buy up that domain because then I could say it actually exists instead of saying, oh, I made a mistake. Yeah. Right on. So maybe we should play a song for you. Yeah. You like music? Is that why you're listening to the radio? Or did you want to hear my voice some more? No, you want to hear a song. Okay, that works for me. How about I could play something from a band that is going to be playing a show next week on Thursday that I think I might need to get a ticket for. Oh, wait a minute. I just lied because I already bought a ticket a week ago. Yeah. It's at the Casbah. But you know what? I'm going to play a song for you. First. So when I play a song. Okay. I do have it ready. Okay, sorry about that. Everything is ready now. And I just wanted to mention, the group is called Peer Review. And it's a band. We'll be playing a show at the Casbah next week on Thursday. So check out, I'm going to play a few songs actually from Peer Review. This is their first one. Their demo is called Crow Hop. We'll be right back. And that was Peer Review with Crowhop. Here's Peer Review with Vices on Have a Nice Weekend. This is Peer Review with D Creator. I've been listening to Peer Review here on Have a Nice Weekend. This is Crowhop demo. They're obviously their demo recording. And you want to hear more from them, you're going to have to come down to the Casbah. Yeah, that wonderful music venue that we're going to be losing. Yeah, well, sometimes they say change isn't welcome, but it's necessary. All right, I'm looking for the purpose for this one, but yeah. Right, so as we're going to have that show at the Casbah, that Peer Review, they will also be joined by Lee Reed, Crime One, and Capital. Yeah, that show is happening at the Casbah next Thursday at 7 p.m., 8 p.m. Yeah, I was right. 7 p.m. I was going to say 8. No, it's 7. Yeah, 7 p.m. It's an early one for all of you who, you non-night owls, this will work well for you and for everyone else. Just, yeah, be a good show. I'm looking forward to it because I have seen Lee at the Casbah on more than one occasion. And this will be the last time inside of that Casbah. But, yeah. So, up next, I have another announcement for you. We'll be right back. that was the CFMU PSA intro music, because I'm about to tell you now that on January 26th at 6 p.m. at the Staircase, Sergeant Hammer's Vinyl Appreciation Club. Yeah, join this book club for records. Each month, you share your favorite records. January's theme is albums for toasty winter vibes. Each registration brings one or two, each registration brings one or two albums, has, you know, 10 to 15 minutes to share of it, and then gets a chat with everyone about it. Make sure to register ahead of time on Eventbrite. Okay? And that was your PSA intro. Right on. So, speaking of music and things and shows, how could I announce a Lee Reed show without playing you some Lee Reed music? So here's an older one. This one is called, well, if you look at the weather outside, you may, depending on your perspective, you may feel it's a little doom and gloom. So maybe this will resonate with you. Or maybe you see a beautiful winter day. But check this out. Lee Reed on Have a Nice Weekend.
And with little time left, experts agree the end of the world could be coming as early as this Monday. Sources close to the... Are you fat? Tired? Lazy? Poor circulation? Do you have a HEPA filter? Debt problems? Are creditors calling your home? Do you suffer from stress? Backaches? Monkey nubs? Itchy, watery eyes? Are you still cutting your vegetables with a knife? Are you restless? Bloated? Self-loathing? Catatonic? Do you still want to... Ask your doctor about Woodex. Woodex. Live life with a boner.
We're into self-help and not the helping self. We buy for health, we don't strive to health. It don't jive well. Prime time could tell which vitamins, creams, or gels we dream they sell. They scheme and we seem content to just eat it. Jesus, or would you bless this mess that we're receiving? You need the speaking demon to read these ingredients in them to savor what exactly is natural flavor. And we pay for our misbehavior, baby. Laser shots and colonoscopy. Ask your doctor or shit, cause they could all use a few of your cancer dollars. Please keep bleeding the profit. The market needs to feed from your loss. Soon they move and feel like it left. Program director, scare you to death and gloom. They making loot off his stress. Ad exec set to get you depressed and boom. They doing true to the chest. Next best, gotta have it, gotta get yo, dude. You've been getting took. Got you scared to death, not to look. We're into self-hate, wealth off the plate. And then we pray for our daily bank statement. I say all praise, the haze will get blind. Willing the eyes, heads up within hiding. And disguised and dressed up in lies. Advertised it to half price. And then damn right, they fuck with your mind. With your dreams, your hopes and designs. Till most of your life will get spent with your noses to the goddamn grinding it. Too tiring from starting line to 9 to 5, to retiring, to expiring from just surviving, to the screaming, to the siren, and to the dark to take down the day and the time. Preacher reading outlines about crime. Boom, they move and feel like it meth. Program director, scare you to death and gloom. They making loop off his dress. Addicts accept to get you depressed and boom. Doing truth to the chest. Next best, gotta have it, gotta get yo, dude. You been getting cooked, got you scared to death, not to look.
Yeah. And this rat was Doom and Gloom by Lee Reed here on Have a Nice Weekend. Good morning. How are you? Hope you're getting out of bed just okay. Or maybe you've already started your day and you're all out and about and doing your thing and helping other people out and making the community what it is, trying to make your improvements. Speaking of community and all that, you know, we always have our segment called Thank You Neighbor, because, you know, I say we are all neighbors, because up on this planet that we all inhabit, here we are, and we live together, some a little closer than others, but yeah. So the Thank You Neighbor segment today, we are speaking with Lindsay, and from Mission Services. She serves up meals to people, and that's pretty awesome. Thank You Neighbor, we have Lindsay with us today. Hello, Lindsay.
Hi.
Hi. Okay, I'm going to get right to it. Can you first off tell us, what is Mission Services?
Yeah, so it's an organization that's been in Hamilton since 1956. And it started with a farmer, actually, who sold his farm and created a shelter for people who are suffering with addiction to alcohol. So
really?
Kind of a cool Thank You Neighbor start.
Yeah, no, exactly. That's I didn't know that, and that's really good to know. The idea of helping, you know, anyone, it's an easy idea to subscribe to, but like that's a really solid start. Like he did that work. So
yeah, and now it's grown, and one of the reasons I was attracted to it is because it had so many different ways to help the downtown community specifically.
That's why you got involved, I guess I'm asking?
I was looking for something to do with my time. I had some extra time. And I saw that they had so many different programs, like from a men's shelter to a women's shelter, to an after-school program for kids, I think from 12 to 18.
Mm-hmm.
And what else do they do? They have a shelter, like a more permanent shelter, and that's actually where I work, in the kitchen. What else do they do? So many things. Like, it's kind of mind-boggling, like, all the ways that they've found to help.
Yeah, it sounds like, what else do they do? It's like, it sounds like they got a lot of bases covered already.
Mm-hmm.
You say you are working in the kitchen there?
Yeah, so, they have a food bank as well. That's the other thing, the Good Food Center.
Okay.
Yeah, so I help in the kitchen.
Where are donations for the Good Food Center?
That's a good question.
All right.
Something to figure out.
Okay. Well, so aside from that, how you doing?
Yeah, good. So I work in the kitchen of the men's shelter, the more permanent one. So the men live there.
Mm-hmm.
And there's all sorts of services for them. And they have meal times 3 times a day, obviously. And so I get to work on the prep for that. And I also get to work on serving the men when I'm there, when it's mealtime. And that actually is my favorite part, just kind of having that connection, saying, hey, you know, just being my regular bubbly self.
Yeah, the bubbly self. It's something I try to do. I know I have my salt and my edge, but, you know, everything, sometimes we need some water to flow as well to rinse the salt away and make the rivers swimmable for all, right?
Exactly.
So, that's perfect. I've said, aside from the direct way you have a very meaningful way of helping people, I volunteer my time to do something to entertain some people, but mm-hmm. you know, you're doing something directly in the now to feed some people, so mm-hmm. props to you for that.
Yeah.
Thank you so much. Fist
yeah.
bumps. And I got to admit, I envy you, because you see the people eating, enjoying, and filling their bellies right in front of you, and I'm alone here in the studio once again. It's okay though, I do it. I'm not completely okay. It's different, because I'm performing, you know, come from open mics and stages and bands and DJs and things, and now it's just like the room. And
thanks again.
Well,
they say, like, volunteering is, it's, you get as much out of it as the people that you're helping, and I fully I fully believe that's true. And I chose something where I could interact with people because yeah. I do love doing that.
Yeah. I admit I chose this. I had some my own reasons, and they're personal, I guess, deeply cathartic, you could say, in some reasons, the name of the show itself. But yeah, once again, so thank you. And yeah, you're listening to 93.3 CFMU. Yeah, and that was Have a Nice Neighbor. That was Thank You Neighbor on Have a Nice Weekend. Thank you, Lindsay, for providing us with your work and your words and the work you're doing. That volunteer work. Volunteer work. Work, whether you're getting paid or whether you're doing it out of your heart, it's all work, right? And that's the name of our next track, Work. Who sings it? Well, this is by Dow and featuring Scratch Bastard, right on. And this is their song, Work, on Have a Nice Weekend.
Work. 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 Looking for a job, man. Looking for a job, man. They say that even Steve Jobs can't find a machine that I could be a cog in. This is a problem. I'm trying to leave it in God's hands, God's plan. But even God's fam was literally out on a limb. Looking for a job, man. Looking for a job, man. I heard there's too much supply. It's like a logjam. Be a real wise then. Make your own lane and don't make a offering. Where you get goes offshore, insurance at all. Peace. Maybe I'll sleep when I'm deceased. Maybe it'll cease when I'm asleep. Maybe I should keep what I can keep. Talk is cheap, I should know. Giving it a rap for what I eat. Everyone knows I could eat they food, but I need insurance from my teeth. I need versatile, personal. Income streams is purposeful. Suckers work for money. You should make your money work for you. I can't get no work though, guess that means that I got some work to do. The poor can't afford to look poor, so I gotta make sure the shoes and shirt is new. Cause I'm looking for a job, man. They say that even Steve Jobs can't find a machine that I could be a cog in. This is a problem. Everybody knows it. Nobody is solving. Somebody told me stop in the shop and talk to the boss. Just on the off chance. Looking for a job, man. Looking for a job, man. I would do anything. I'll get it popping. I need a hot dance popping. I need a pop jam. I need some rock band. Don't need no offhand comments. I need some rest on some socks and peace. I'm not a man. I am a workhorse. I am a part of the workforce. I'm just not sure the person or purpose I work for. Maybe this voice inside it keeps telling me work more, hurt more, perform. Give up my wife and my firstborn. Wait, I'm not a man, not till I manage my estate. I am the output I create after the info I intake. Wait. What if I'm fake? What if I break? What if my model's obsolete and gets tossed in a heap and gets washed in the sheets? Wanna walk on a beach and take off for a week, but I'm jobs. Looking for a job, man. Looking for a job, man. They say that even Steve Jobs can't find a machine that I could be a cog in. This is a problem. I'm trying to leave it in God's hands, God's plan. But even God's fam was literally out on a limb. Looking for a job, man.
And that was Work by Scratch or Dow featuring Scratch Bastard. Good stuff, eh? Yeah, I hope you like that one. So, next up, you're going to do a little bit of news here. Just a couple, reading off a couple of headlines. Apparently, I heard some good news. We're talking ceasefire in Gaza. Good. Let's hope that is the case and that everyone plays nice, I'll say. Secondly, the Competition Bureau takes action to protect competition in grocery stores in Alberta. For the last 10 years, record global heat Oh, that's not good. Yeah. Too much. The grocery stores have been, or a particular grocery chain has been charging too much for meat. Apparently they've been including the price of the packaging in with there. That's not good. Yeah. So that's for that there. Next up, we're going to the segment Turn Off Your Phone. You know what? Actually, I think I'm going to play a song first. After the song, we're going to come back with Turn Off Your Phone, because if, for those who are listening who are unaware, Turn Off Your Phone is a weekly short segment where just some suggestions about turning off your phone and how we feel about turning off our phone and why we might need to turn off our phone. So if you've been listening and you have been taking notes, you have your pad and you wrote stuff down the last couple weeks. If you haven't, well, this is your opportunity. I'm going to do a little recap, so feel free to join along. Get yourself a little pad of paper because you'll need to write some stuff down. And I'm going to play you a song first. And when we come back from the song, we're going to have Turn Off Your Phone. Okay? So that'll be coming up just in a second. But in the meantime, we're going to play a little B.A. Johnson. Do you like B.A. Johnson? Have you seen B.A. Johnson? Have you been around? I hope you have. I have. I've seen him a few times, and it's always a pleasure. I remember seeing B.A. Johnson at the Casbah, and he always has a really long microphone cable, and he likes to lead. He led the audience to the bathroom, and he stood on top of the white porcelain lounge chair, and he did a song. And it was pretty awesome because you can't do that in a stadium show. And that's why I love indie music and indie venues. And that's why it's sad to see the Casbah go. But, you know, sometimes when one thing leaves, something else might take its place. Is that what's going to happen? Are we going to lose one local venue, but then get, you know, something, you know, really, really taking its place to really fill that void? I don't know. Well, you know, I also, before I play this song too, you know, you've come to expect, there's always have, I always play it, like to play a song about a bicycle, because I like that kind of thing. And this week, instead of a bicycle song, we're going to play something, you know, instead of driving a car, something when you still want to get your fix for your velocity in, but you're not going to do it from behind the wheel. And you play a video game instead. So we're going to do this. We're going to play Super Mario with B.A. Johnson because it's fun.
Got their Nintendo Switch, a plug.
Have a nice weekend, Super Mario Kart with B.A. Johnson on it.
My wife, she left and she took the kids, but she forgot their Nintendo Switch. I plug it in, play it all day long, I barely notice that they're gone. It's a pattern that I see whenever people leave. All that's left is Mario and me, Super Mario and me. In grade 8 when Beth dumped me, I didn't have time to cry, you see. I did not think, where did I go wrong? Was in a Robin's Donuts playing Donkey Kong. It's a pattern that I've seen whenever people leave. All that's left is Mario and me, Super Mario and me. She's at the bar, she's expecting me, but I'm on the couch riding Yoshi. At 2 a.m. I get a page, it says fuck yourself, that's okay. It's a pattern that I've seen whenever people leave. All that's left is Mario and me, Super Mario and me. I'm still looking for my Princess Peach, and I hope for the kids I get partial custody. Until then, I'll be driving on Rainbow Road, getting coins, shooting red shells at Toad. It's a pattern that I've seen whenever people leave. All that's left is Mario and me, Super Mario and me, and sometimes Luigi.
Super Mario and me. by B.A. Johnson off the Argo Suck album here on Have a Nice Weekend. Yeah, I hope you enjoyed that one. I certainly did, because I really like my Mario Kart 8 Deluxe Edition, because it's, you know, a lot of fun. And yeah, so another segment, you know, I play is my CFMU replay. Because I'm not only a host DJ on the station, but I'm also quite a fan and a listener of the station. And I'm always mostly listening. And this time, you know, sometimes it's hard to pick, you know, what song this week, or I've already got my songs this week, I got to play it next week. But this week, it was this week, it's current. So if you ever listen to the station on Monday at noon with Off Main Street, yeah, that's where I heard this song. Check it out. Be right back.
To find a pattern.
Nemesis.
Passing,
by Dead Giveaway.
I'm passing a red car, changing my heart rate. Why do I feel this way? Keeping a record. To find a pattern of why I feel this way. Some people win the lottery, and suspend it in a day. Haven't finished what's in front of me. The broker you are, the faster you drive, the faster you move, the closer you are to becoming starved. The broker you are, the faster you drive, the faster you move, the closer you are, the faster you move, the closer you are to becoming starved. Die hard. If you're stuck in your ways, how is there room for growth? Do something unusual. You shouldn't always be interested. Some people win the lottery, and suspend it in a day. Haven't finished what's in front of me. The broker you are, the faster you drive. The faster you move, the closer you are to becoming starved. The broker you are, the faster you drive. The faster you move, the closer you are. The faster you move, the closer you are to becoming starved.
That was Nemesis by Dead Giveaway here on Have a Nice Weekend. Hope you enjoyed that song. So, as promised, we're coming back with a segment called Turn Off Your Phone. For those of you who are just joining us, this is where we take a little time to think about turning off the phone. And it's a good idea, because just quickly... apparently I heard about this little feud brewing now between Gen X and Gen Z. Sorry, guys. But no, you know what it is? Apparently Gen X doesn't care. We don't care. I can't speak for everybody, but I think what it is we grew up IRL and we were out of our teenage years basically when we were adapting to this new technology. So we kind of grew up analog and digital, and that's kind of where we have a basis from. And that's by that basis, that's where we just get, oh, we know what we're going to do and we're set on a direction and we go for it. Where I think with digital technology, there's a lot more just communicating, like a lot of quick communications, a lot of checking ins. And when those are absent, People feel uncertain, and then with the uncertainty, I think that feeling of lack of care comes in, where I don't think someone's not caring. We're busy. We're doing our thing. I said a few weeks ago, people called us a forgotten generation, and I said, no, I think we're here, but we're kind of on our way. And I think myself, I'm trying to always remind myself and others, hey, let's try to be neighbors. So I guess I'm trying for you. But enough on that right now. Back to turning off your phone. Oh, I guess I should say, why to turn off the phone? Because I think people could benefit from spending less time online in general, regardless of your age. But particularly young people have grown up completely immersed and indoctrinated into digital technology. Spend that IRL time. You'll find yourself, you'll find another part of yourself you might not know you had, and you might really be really fond of that person. So here it is, a recap of turning off your phone. Say, you've got there for a reason. So write down on your pad of paper that you have, or your little booklet, some of the reasons that brought you to wanting to turn off your phone. You know, you say, if you noticed, what you're up to for your day is, say, something has led you, to seek a lifestyle, less reliant on the internet, right? So, just write down on the paper some things, like reasons why. I really stumbled on that. I'm sorry. I don't know what my problem is this morning here. We're recapping a little bit here too. So that was the first week of Turn Off Your Phone, was writing down the reasons. Last week we wrote an offline to-do list. Simple. That's it, speaks for itself. This week, basically just a little reflection. Have you noticed anything, those of you who have been participating with your offline time? Any lifestyle changes? Anything a little bit different? Any positive outcomes? I certainly hope so. So we'll leave it there for today. That was Turn Off Your Phone. Just to recap again, we're writing down maybe some reasons why we want to turn off our phone. We wrote up an offline to-do list, and then took a little bit of time to reflect. So hopefully it worked out for you. I hope so. We're going to, this time around, we're going to play, going to get a little bit fun here. I remember hearing this tune back 15 years ago or so. Yeah, and it was just, I don't know what it was. It wasn't the regular. It was weird. And I like that, because my saying, help keep Hamilton weird. So here's Das Racis with, how do you say this? Ekshinesh. I'm sure I said that wrong. Sorry about that. Check it out on Have a Nice Weekend. CFMU 93.3 FM and CFMU.ca on the web.
From Queens, man, ain't shit to do but cut. Watching Tony Bourdain, plus I copped his black, plus I copped his look. That means t-shirts and jeans. Catch me in my borough chasing breezes with cream, squeezes with dreams. Do you, I'ma do me. Catch me in my borough burning L's, reading Rooney, flipping pies, reading fries. I'm at Fives and Kabir, smoking hash, making cash, spinning Sufis, drinking beer. 40 Koofy rockers here, sporting Uzis in the clear. Drinking beer, probably drinking some more beer.
Yeah, beers for years. Chucking Shaka Zulu type spears for ears. Chakaya Kikwete, Machete, Machete. Actionese, Shishish, Eddie Saeed speaks. Sheesh. Yeah, that's what Ed said. People always follow like that.
I'm at Fives and Kabir, smoking hash, making cash, spinning Sufis, drinking beer. 40 Koofy rockers here, sporting Uzis in the clear. Drinking beer, probably drinking some more beer.
Yeah, beers for years. Chucking Shaka Zulu type spears for ears. Chakaya Kikwete, Machete, Machete. Actionese, Shishish, Eddie Saeed speaks. Sheesh. Yeah, that's what Ed said. People always follow like deadheads. Swallowing red meds, swallowing blues too. Various hues, dude. Downtown brown like Yoo-hoo. Watch it like YouTube. Watch it like YouTube. Watch it like YouTube. Watch it like YouTube. Whites and pinks, Tyson and Sphinx. Yeah, whites and pinks. Whites and pinks, Tyson and Sphinx. Yeah, whites and pinks. Yeah, Fazul Abdullah Muhammad. I am a pickup truck. I am America. I am America. I am a pickup truck. I am America. I am America. La, 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 la. Listening to Three Stacks, reading Gaius Bivak. Listening to KMD, I'm feeling weird by Nightfall. Fly all style wars, war style Warsaw. Listening to Jams, where they patch about some Bati boys. Listening to Cam while I'm reading Arundhati Roy. Yeah, yeah, my pops drove a cab homes. Now I drop guap just to bop in the cab home. This is Sam Selvin, llamas, commas. Catch me watching hella, hella novella dramas. The dizzying effects and bright colors. Roll around town with the bright crew of brothers. Everybody know Guantanamo is for lovers. Next four joints could be television covers. Some Richard Hell Rel shit, yeah, I'm real confused. Oh, you rap too, Doug? Yeah, I'm real enthused. Feel pretty, I feel pretty, pretty, I feel pretty silly, I feel pretty weird, really. I feel better now, Coochie sweater now, Gucci sweater now, Coochie wetter now. Who you calling the dandy? Our love is like candy, the rich pour brandy. What do the poor pour? Why we at the candy store for? Why we at the Mandy Moore tour? Band du jour, or at the brand du jour, or at the Lambie four-time, the wartime, Andy Warhol, the war crime, Nancy Drew, Nancy who, Nancy Reagan in a fancy pantsuit, Dan. Dancing bear in cahoots with the man who shot ya, 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 who shot you, who shot you, who shot you.
That was Das Racist with Ekshinesh. I'm saying that wrong. I am sorry. I think it's just kind of a neat song, though. And that was a... Sorry, calm down. Yeah, the waterfowl are getting... They got up a little bit late this morning, but now they're out and about and are... what do they call them? Chicken... What do the Trailer Park Boys call them? Chicken... Canadian chicken cobras or something like that? Or, yeah, something pretty wild. But yeah, moving along, as far as the radio show goes, earlier on I played Nemesis by Dead Giveaway. That was my CFMU replay from the week. Also on the station, I was listening to the Freewheeling Folk Show on Saturday. And I won a prize because I was fast on the phone like that. Have you listened? If you've caught it, it's 10 a.m. on Saturday mornings. Thanks again, Jim, for the double disc CD, the Allison Cross and Union Station Live disc. I'm going to have to give you all a preview of this because the first was Capricorn. Listen up. Let Me Touch You For A While is the name of the first track. So, hey there, Capricorn. Remember about feeling all sexy today? Well, here, That was that. So let's have a listen here. Allison Cross and Union Station Live here on Have a Nice Weekend, 93.3 FM and CFMU.ca.
as you shed a lonesome tear. But now you're in a wonder room. I wonder what you're doing here. The flame no longer flickers. You're feeling just like a fool. You keep staring into your liquor, wondering what to do.
Let me touch you for a while. That's by Alison Krauss in Union Station. Once again, thanks, Jim, from the Freewheeling Folk Show for the CD. I won it like a prize. It was a prize. First caller at 905-528-9888. I know the number off by heart because, yeah, that's it. So, it's 12 minutes left in the show today, so we better get to some gay history, should we not? Because, Got to represent a little bit here, because otherwise, right. So what could we say? Let's start with the bad news first. In Quebec, there's growing intolerances for the LGBT to a spirit community. Oh, that really sucks. I don't like that. Back January 2000, the UK lifted its ban on having us in their military. Okay. Back January, this was in January 21st, 1989, Melissa Etheridge came out at Bill Clinton's inauguration. Wonder what's going to happen this next week. Probably not anything like that. Probably the opposite, unfortunately. Also, January 18th in 1977, that's down in Florida, in Dade County, they had passed kind of their first law to try to protect people's rights, but that got squashed by the Save the Children initiative. They weren't having it. People wanted to make sure there was equity for employment, housing, and public service access, but our way or no way, I guess. So to kind of send off from that bit of gay history, here's something. So yeah, people are constantly putting us under attack, claiming that we want special rights. Nope, we want the same rights and privileges that the rest of you enjoy. So let's gay it up now. Here we go with here's Power Bottom with I Want a Boy here on Have a Nice Weekend on 93.3 CFMU and CFMU.ca.
I want a boy to keep the bed warm while I shower. I want a boy to keep the bed warm while we're watching TV. I want a boy to keep the bed warm when the whole house is freezing. I want a boy who isn't anything like me. I want a boy who doesn't like to go out shopping. I want a boy who thinks it's sexy when my lipstick bleeds. I want a boy who can go all night without stopping. I want a boy who knows exactly what he needs. That you're the boy for me and I'm the boy for you, drop me a line at OB8419 at bar.edu. Tell me a little bit about yourself and send a picture or two. And hurry up now because it's only getting colder.
Yeah, that was Power Bottom with I Want a Boy, right? So, yeah, there's another one for you Capricorns, right? Ding, ding, I think I'm funny, I guess. So, right on, I think I'm going to play you something because I think this is just a really cool song. I like this one a lot. I used to get this in my head for whatever reason. It's I think it's a cover of St. Elmo's Fire. It's Unilab covering Brian Eno's cover of St. Elmo's Fire, I believe. So, have this one.
Thank you.
Yeah, and that was Unilab with a cover of St. Elmo's Fire here on Have a Nice Weekend. I hope you enjoyed that one, because I certainly did. Yeah, that's right. For my last song here, I'm just going to say that it's almost time to get out of here. And Morning Files coming up next. So I just wanted to say that love is love. Humans are social animals. We survive by sticking together. Okay, see ya. Bye-bye. Finally, here's, this is going to play Adam's song, 8-bit version. Have a nice weekend.